This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Beneath the glistening blue surface of the Pacific, outside San Francisco Bay, life is increasingly difficult for the whales that migrate along California's coast. The problem, says Robert Overtz, executive director of the Sausalito environmental group called Seaflow, is the growing volume of fast-moving ship traffic in those waters.
All the goods that we get from across the world, 95% come in on large ships, and shipping is actually the biggest source by far of noise pollution in the ocean.
It may not seem like much of an issue from above the water, but beneath the surface, where engine noise travels widely and quickly, it sounds like this. That noise, multiplied by hundreds of ships, is causing problems for the whales who share the shipping lanes.
Noise from ships are kind of like having your neighbor running a buzzsaw 24 hours, 7 days a week. You can't really hear the neighbors on the other side of your house. You can't hear your kids in your house. It creates this fog of noise, and scientific reports have shown that whales have actually shifted their frequency of communication. They've made their songs longer. They're having trouble finding their mates and finding food, finding their way home, and they're actually becoming increasingly vulnerable to ships themselves. The number of large whales struck by large ships and killed in California was at a record high last year. They're essentially becoming road bumps on this superhighway on the sea.
And much of that traffic is churning through California's four underwater marine sanctuaries, a situation that Overtz likens to having a freeway overpass spanning Yosemite Valley.
A recent study that was done by Scripps Oceanographic Institution of shipping traffic through the Santa Barbara Channel found that ships were traveling 20 to 30 knots. That's pretty fast. And so what we're advocating is a 10-knot speed limit for all large vessels, including oil tankers, when they're passing through the National Marine Sanctuaries.
Although that idea has faced resistance from the federal government, Overtz says some major shipping companies have seen merit in it.
The International Maritime Organization says slowing ships down is actually the best way to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. It reduces fuel costs, and in fact, it's such a plus for the shipping industry that a number of the world's largest shipping lines have voluntarily offered to reduce their shipping speeds in the global ocean. And what we're doing is approaching these shipping companies and asking them to commit to doing the same thing in our sanctuaries in California.
To raise awareness of this issue, Seaflow has been hosting a series of day-long outings during which passengers can listen through underwater microphones and hear the ship noise for themselves.
We say that we're training the ears and the eyes of the ocean. People who are concerned about what's happening in the ocean are invited to come along on these trips. And not only do they get to go on a whale-watching trip, the volunteers actually participate in listening to the sounds of the ocean. And we've been able to hear the noise that ships are making under the surface of the water that you otherwise don't get to hear.
The next Seaflow outing will be on Saturday. And you can find out more on the North Bay Report webpage at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.